Welcome to this week's edition of Coach's Corner, brought to you by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Alex Benzagala. This week, we talked to Humble Wildcats head football coach Derek Ellman to preview the upcoming season. Here's our conversation.
All right, Coach, you're about a week away from the start of the high school football season, your season opener on the road at Webster City. How excited are you to get started with the 2021 year?
Absolutely excited. You have 2 weeks of practice leading up to your scrimmage, 3 weeks of practice leading up to that first game, and a whole offseason of time where kids are getting ready, and so that buildup is really big. High school football across the country is special because there's no club football, there's no offseason games. It's just nine weeks of football schedule that you get to play in pads. So our kids are amped up and ready. Start with a rivalry game, a special rivalry game like Webster City right out of the gate. I think it's great for our kids, our school, our community. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're excited.
And you're coming off a year last year where you went 5-4. You won a playoff game. And can you talk a little bit about how important it is to build off of the success and positives that you got from last year?
Coming into this year, we've got a lot of kids that return that have starting experience or game experience. So that the leadership that those kids have displayed in practice has been top-notch, and in the offseason has been top-notch. Anytime you get a chance to return your quarterback, that sure helps. So having Caden Matson back in that position, that leadership role, is going to benefit us. Having those guys, have had that time in the weight room together, and our underclassmen, the kids that are fighting for a starting spot, have had the opportunity to follow in their footsteps a little bit and just kind of see what they do to make themselves better. So I really appreciate the way our senior group, we got a great group of almost 20 seniors, have handled this offseason. I really appreciate the way our returning leaders have embraced that new role that they have now as seniors. So I really think that we're in a good spot. I think that we're prepared. And again, I just think that getting to come out and play Webster City right away is awesome.
Yeah, and you mentioned Caden Matson. He's coming off a great year where he was named her team All-State and also the District Player of the Year. He starts on both sides for you at quarterback and safety. Can you just talk about how special he is and what makes him a special player?
Well, I think, Caden's one of those kids that just, besides being athletic, he's a student of the game. He spends time watching film, watches football on Saturdays and Sundays, and he just really understands what he needs to do. Caden, now he'll be in the second year of our offensive scheme. We started a new offensive scheme last year, and he'll be in that second year. And the things I've seen with him in practice, essentially he knows where people are going to be just because he understands football so well, and he's able to really run that offense, I hate to use the word, but with a lot of perfection. So it's been really awesome to see his growth and maturation, even over the last year after being a two-way starter last year, just how much he's gained over the summer. He's worked really, really hard as a four-sport athlete. He plays all the time, but yet he still shows up and lifts, and doesn't just show up, but makes sure that everything he does in that weight room is to perfection as well. So he's definitely a heartbeat of our team and does a phenomenal job leading.
I'd also like to ask you a little bit about your offensive and defensive lines. I've always felt that sometimes in football they don't get enough credit. Can you talk a little bit about how important your lines are for the success of your team this year?
Well, our line has been off to a great start on both sides of the ball this preseason. I think what's really going to be nice this year is we do have the potential to have maybe one or even no two-way starters, so that kind of shows you where we're at. To have, 8 and 10 guys that potentially give you a lot of depth on both sides of the ball, but also start in their respective position, and then be able to come off the field and talk to their coach. As the offensive play caller and the offensive line coach here, to be able to have maybe four guys come off the field plus a tight end and talk about what they're seeing and talk about some changes we can make on the field to potentially have more success the next time out. That's going to be huge. And the same goes for our defensive linemen. Maybe three guys come off the field and talk to to the D-line coach, talk to the D-coordinator, tell them what the offense is doing, plus linebackers. That makes things a lot easier when you have a bunch of guys that are starting one way. And that's going to, I really feel like that's going to be something that in the fourth quarter is going to be huge for us. We have only three guys that are starting both ways. And if that continues, that's really going to benefit our kids down the stretch.
I also would like to ask you about the other side of the ball on defense. You return a player who is all district and Tanner McKimmy. You returned a good amount of starters on that side of the ball. Can you just talk about your defense, how they've looked in practice, and just who are some of your key players on that side of the ball?
Well, and I go back to that, you know, just having great numbers right now, and having offensive starters practice against defensive starters, that's been huge for us. And our defense is getting to see some real true varsity game speed right now, which doesn't always happen. And so that's been a huge, it's been huge for us in practice this year. And Tanner obviously is a leader on defense, and he's our middle linebacker, calls the defense and, you know, gets guys set up in the right spots. And I know for him, experience that he brings back to the table, and then along with Christian Akala, who also started at linebacker last year, the experience those two guys bring back is going to be very, very beneficial for us.
And finally, just want to ask you, just what are the keys for your team to have a big 2021 year? Just overall, what are you looking for from your team here in 2021?
Well, I think biggest thing, if we look at offense first, our offense has to control the clock. You know, we need to be able to establish the run early, create some dominance in the trenches, and then just be able to eat clock up. You know, I love big plays. Every offensive coach loves big plays, but it's not going to be big plays that win us ball games. It's going to be time of possession. We got to limit turnovers on offense, and we got to make sure that the ball is in our playmakers' hands. Defensively, it's getting stops, getting off the field. If we can get off the field and, you know, three and outs, and, you know, maybe to get team give, we give up two first downs and then a punt, those things are going to help us. And then, you know, that facet of the side of the game that doesn't get talked about enough is special teams. We have to be very fundamentally sound on special teams. When we kick off, we need to make sure that we have great coverage. If we punt, we need to make sure we can punt that ball deep and cover it up as well. And then our return teams have to be special. We have to find guys and put them in those roles as returners that are going to make an impact on the field in that particular play. You know, we talk a lot during practice, myself and all the assistant coaches, we talk about, you know, making an impact when it's your opportunity. And that's huge for us. And, you know, it doesn't matter what grade you are. If you are a guy who can potentially make an impact on this football team because you show it every day in practice, you work hard, you have a great attitude, you give great effort, you're going to have an opportunity to get on the field and make plays. And so all three of those, we have to be fundamentally sound. We have to be dialed in and ready on Friday nights if we want to be successful.
That's Wildcats head football coach Derek Ellman on this week's edition of Coach's Corner, brought to you by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Alex Benzagala. Have a great day.